you asked me this a couple of years ago, oats were not part of my staple diet, especially when making it into oatmeal. Previously, oatmeal seemed quite bland, especially when I saw it with just the way how they made it with only water and sugar. Even so, when we fast forward to today, we see oats being made in such a variety of ways, and now I actually eat oats for breakfast for at least 5 out of 7 days. So, what made that difference in that transition? The exposure to different flavors and textures, that's the power of the knowledge and acting on that knowledge. Oats became such a good base for this, and it reminded me of how we can see something as dull and unappetizing, and then to spice it up with something that we can enjoy and look forward to. I hope this blog aspires to do this by motivating people to experiment in the kitchen and find what works for them. Some people might like cooking for the enjoyment and the hobby, and some people need to cook for just quick and easy meals and convenience. So it's gonna look different to each person. And at the end of the day, we want that to promote a sense of health and well-being and to establish a positive relationship with food. So, let's talk about the ingredients and the recipe for today. Overnight oats are ideally based on experimenting with different flavors, and it can be quite straightforward to make, even on busy days. Not to worry, there's no stovetop that is required. And the thought of eating oatmeal cold seems a little odd, especially if you've not encountered this before, which I was myself, I was actually skeptical as well until I tried it. The traditional oats are combined with milk and then the mixture is left overnight in the fridge. Eventually, the oats will gradually soak up the milk, resulting in oats that have a soft and chewy texture. Using water instead of milk, it will lead to the oats lacking that creamy element to the dish. So therefore, you can use any type of milk of your choice. I don't always usually do this, but I like to roast the nuts and then crush them and sprinkle them on top of the oats and add any fruit that pairs with the oats quite nicely. If the oats are looking dry, you can always top it up with a little bit of milk of your choice. I've been experimenting with many flavors, and I would love to know what type of flavors you use by sharing in the comment sections of the post or tagging me on That's Afrotastic, as I would like to create this space where we can all share, inspire, and learn from each other. Thank you.